The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 20, Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe. The summary of this 20th chapter is as follows. Despite his knowledge that Lord Vamanadeva was cheating him, Bali Maharaj gave everything to the Lord in charity, and thus the Lord extended his body and assumed a gigantic form as Lord Vishnu. After hearing the instructive advice of Shukracharya, Bali Maharaj became contemplative. Because it is the duty of a householder to maintain the principles of religion, economic development, and sense gratification, Bali Maharaj thought it improper to withdraw his purpose to the brahmachari. To lie or fail to honor a promise given to a brahmachari is never proper, for lying is the most sinful activity. Everyone should be afraid of the sinful reactions of lying, for Mother Earth cannot bear the weight of a sinful liar. The spreading of a kingdom or empire is temporary. If there is no benefit for the general public, such expansion has no value. Previously, all the great kings and emperors expanded their kingdoms with a regard for the welfare of the people in general. Indeed, while engaged in such activities for the benefit of the general public, eminent men sometimes even sacrifice their lives. It is said that one who is glorious in his activities is always like living and never dies. Therefore, fame should be the aim of life. And if one becomes poverty-stricken for the sake of good reputation, that is not a loss. Bali Maharaj thought that even if this brahmachari Vamadeva were Lord Vishnu, if the Lord accepted his charity and then again rested him, Bali Maharaj would not envy him. Considering all these points, Bali Maharaj finally gave in charity everything he possessed. Lord Vamanadeva then immediately expanded himself into a universal body. By the mercy of Lord Vamanadeva, Bali Maharaj could see that the Lord is all-pervading and that everything rests in his body. Bali Maharaj could see Vamanadeva as the Supreme Vishnu, wearing a helmet, yellow garments, the mark of Srivats, the Kastuba jewel, a flower garland, and ornaments decorating his entire body. The Lord gradually covered the entire surface of the world, and by extending his body, covered the entire sky. With his hands, he covered all directions, and with his second footstep, he covered the entire upper planetary system. Therefore, there was no vacant place where he could take his third footstep. Text 1. Sri Shuka Vacha Balir Eva Grihapati Kulakche Yarinibhasita Tusnim Bhutva Kshanam Rajan Uvachavat Hito Gurum. Synonyms. Sri Shuka Vacha, Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Bali Maharaj Evam, thus, Grihapati, the master of household affairs, although guided by the priests, Kula Acharyena, by the family of Acharya or guide, Bhashita, being thus addressed, Tushnim, silent, Bhutva, becoming, Kshanam, for a moment, Rajan, O king, Maharaj Prikshit, Uvacha said, Avahita, after full deliberation, Gurum, unto his spiritual master. Translation. Sri Shukadev Goswami said, O King Prikshit, when Bali Maharaj was thus advised by his spiritual master Shukracharya, his family priest, he remained silent for some time, and then, after full deliberation, he replied to his spiritual master as follows. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks that Bali Maharaj remained silent at a critical point. How could he disobey the instructions of Shukracharya, his spiritual master? It is the duty of such a sober personality as Bali Maharaj to abide by the orders of his spiritual master immediately, as his spiritual master had advised. But Bali Maharaj also considered that Shukracharya was no longer to be accepted as a spiritual master, for he had deviated from the duty of a spiritual master. According to Shastra, the duty of the guru is to take the disciple back home, back to Godhead. If he is unable to do so, and instead hinders the disciple in going back to Godhead, he should not be a guru. Guru Nasasyat, Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.18. One should not become a guru if he cannot enable his disciple to advance in Krishna consciousness. The goal of life is to become a devotee of Lord Krishna, so that one may be freed from the bondage of material existence. Takta deham pranar janmant naitima maiti sarjana. The spiritual master helps the disciple to attain this stage by developing Krishna consciousness. Now, Shukracharya has advised Bali Maharaj to deny the promise to Vamanadeva. Under the circumstances, therefore, Bali Maharaj thought that there would be no fault if he disobeyed the order of his spiritual master. He deliberated on this point. Should he refuse to accept the advice of his spiritual master, or should he independently do everything to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead? He took some time. Therefore, it is said, Tushnim bhutva kshanam rajan uvacha vahito gurum. After deliberating on this point, he decided that Lord Vishnu should be pleased in all circumstances, even at the risk of ignoring the guru's advice to the contrary. Anyone who is supposed to be a guru, but who goes against the principle of Vishnu bhakti, cannot be accepted as guru. If one has falsely accepted such a guru, one should reject him. Such a guru is described as follows, Mahabharata Andogya 179.25. Guru api avalipstasya karya karyan ajanata upata pratipranasya prityago vidite. Srila Jiva Goswami has advised that such a useless guru, a family priest acting as guru, should be given up, and that the proper bona fide guru should be accepted. Satkarma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharada avaishnava guru nasyat vaishnava svapacho guru. A scholarly brahmana expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnav. But if a person born in a family of a lower caste is a Vaishnav, he can become a spiritual master. End quote. Padma Purana. Text 2. Sri Balir Uvacha. Satyam Bhagavata Proktam Dharma Yam Gramine Grahime Hidam Artam Kamam Vishobritam Yona Bahita Karichit. Synonyms. Sri Bali Uvacha. Bali Maharaj said, Satyam, it is truth, Bhagavata, by your greatness, Proktam, what has already been spoken, Dharma, a religious principle, I am, that is, Griyamedinam, especially for the householders, Artam, economic development, Kamam, sense gratification, Vasavritam, reputation and means of livelihood, ya, which religious principle, na, not, but heta, hinders, karichit, at any time. Translation, Bali Maharaj said, as you have already stated, the principle of religion that does not hinder one's economic development, sense gratification, fame, and means of livelihood is the real occupation of the house duty of the householder. I also think that this religious principle is correct. Purport. Bali Maharaj gave answer to Shukracharya is meaningful. Shukracharya stressed that one's material means of livelihood and one's material reputation, sense gratification, and economic development must continue properly. To see to this is the first duty of a man who is a householder, especially one who is interested in material affairs. If a religious principle does not affect one's material condition, it is to be accepted. At the present time, in this age of Kali, this idea is extremely prominent. No one is prepared to accept any religious principle if it hampers material prosperity. Shukracharya, being a person of this material world, did not know the principles of a devotee. A devotee is determined to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his full satisfaction. Anything that hampers such determination should immediately be rejected. This is the principle of bhakti. Anukulasya Shankalpa Pratikulayasya Varjanam Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 22.100. To perform devotional service, one must accept only that which is favorable and reject that which is unfavorable. Bali Maharaj had the opportunity to contribute everything he possessed to the lotus feet of Lord Vamanadeva, but Shukracharya was putting forward a material argument to hamper this process of devotional service. Under the circumstances, Bali Maharaj decided that such hindrances should certainly be avoided. In other words, he immediately decided to reject the advice of Shukracharya and go on with his duty. Thus, he gave all his possessions to Lord Vamanadeva. Text 3. Svachaham vitilo bhem na pratyak chakse katam drijam pratishutya dadat miti pradharadi kitavot yata. Synonyms. Sa, such a person as I am, cha also, aham, I am, vita lobena, for being allured by greed for money, pratyakka chakse, I shall cheat or say no when I have already said yes, kata how, dvijam, especially to a brahmana, pratishyuta, after already having promised dami that I shall give iti, thus, praradi, I, who am famous as the grandson of Maharaj Prahlad, Kitava, an ordinary cheater, yata, just like. Translation. I am the grandson of Maharaj Prahlad. How can I withdraw my promise because of greed for money when I have already said that I shall give this land? How can I behave like an ordinary cheater, especially toward a brahmana? Purport. Bali Maharaj had already been blessed by his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, therefore he was a pure devotee, although born in a family of demons. There are two kinds of highly elevated devotees, called Sadhana Siddha and Kripa Siddha. Sadhana Siddha refers to one who has become a devotee by regular execution of the regulative principles mentioned in the Shastras, as ordered and directed by the spiritual master. If one regularly executes such devotional service, he will certainly attain perfection in due course of time. But there are other devotees who may not have undergone all the required details of devotional service, but who, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, the spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, have immediately attained the perfection of pure devotional service. Such examples of such devotees are the Yagapatnis, Maharaj Bali, and Shukadeva Goswami. The Yagyapatnis, or wives of the ordinary brahmanas, engaged in fruitive activities. Although the brahmanas were very learned and advanced in Vedic knowledge, they could not achieve the mercy of Krishna Balaram, whereas their wives achieved complete perfection in devotional service, despite their being women. Similarly, Vairochani, Bali Maharaj, received the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj, and by Prahlad Maharaj's mercy, he also received the mercy of Lord Vishnu, who appeared before him as a brahmachari beggar. Thus, Bali Maharaj became a Kripa Siddhi because of the special mercy of both Guru and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms this favor. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 19.151. Bali Maharaj, by the grace of Prahlad Maharaj, got the seed of devotional service. And when that seed developed, he achieved the ultimate fruit of that service, namely love of Godhead, prema pumarto mahan, immediately upon the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva. Bali Maharaj regularly maintained devotion for the Lord, and because he was purified, the Lord appeared before him. Because of unalloyed love for the Lord, he then immediately decided, quote, I shall give this little dwarf brahmana whatever he asks from me, end quote. This is a sign of love. Thus, Bali Maharaj is understood to be the one who received the highest perfection of devotional service by special mercy. Text 4. Nahi asatyat paro dharmo iti hovachaburiyam sarvam sodum alam manye rite lika param naram. Synonyms. Na, not he, indeed. Asatyat, then compulsion to untruthfulness. Para, more. Adharma, irreligion. Iti, thus. Ha uvacha, indeed, had spoken. Bu, Mother Earth. Iam, this. Sarvam, everything. Sodhum, to bear. Alam, I am able. Manye, although I think. Rite, except. Alikaparam, the most heinous liar. Naram, a human being. Translation, there is nothing more sinful than untruthfulness. Because of this, Mother Earth once said, quote, I can bear any heavy thing except a person who is a liar. Purport. On the surface of the earth, there are many great mountains and oceans that are very heavy, and Mother Earth has no difficulty carrying them, but she feels very much overburdened when she carries even one person who is a liar. It is said that in Kali Yuga, lying is a common affair. Maya Vyavikarike, Srimad Bhagavatam 12.2.3. Even in the most common dealings, people are accustomed to speaking so many lies. No one is free from the sinful reaction of speaking lies. Under the circumstances, one can just imagine how this has overburdened the earth, and indeed, the entire universe. Text 5. Naham Bibhemi Narayan Nadhanyad Asukarnavat Nastana Chayavanaun Mrityor Yata Vipra Palambanat. Synonyms: Na, not, Aham, I, Bibhemi, am afraid of, Niryat, from a hellish condition of life, Na, nor, Adhanyat, from a poverty-stricken condition, Asuka Aran Navat, nor from an ocean of distresses, Na, nor, Stana Chyavanat, from falling from a position, Mrityu, nor from death, Yata, as, Viparpalambanat, from the cheating of a brahmana. Translation: I do not fear hell, poverty, an ocean of distress, fall down from my position, or even death itself, as much as I fear cheating a brahmana. Text 6. Yad yad dasyati lokesmin saparetam danadikam tasya tyage nimittam kim viprastusyan natenachit. Synonyms: yet whatsoever hasyati will leave loke in this world, asmin in this, saparetam, one who is already dead, adan adikam, his wealth and riches, tasya, of such wealth, tyage, in renunciation, nimitam, the purpose, kim, what is, vipra, the brahmana who is confidentially Lord Vishnu, tusyat, must be pleased, na, is not, tena, by such riches, chet, if there is a possibility. Translation: my lord, you can also see that all material opulences in this world are certainly separated from their possessor at death. Therefore, if the brahmana Vamanadeva is not satisfied by whatever gifts one has given, why not please him with the riches one is destined to lose at death? Purport: the word vipara means brahmana, and at the same time, quote, confidential, end quote. Bali Maharaj had confidentially decided to give the gift to Lord Vamanadeva without discussion, because such a decision would hurt the hearts of the asuras and his spiritual master, Sukracharya. He spoke equivocally. Bali Maharaj, as a pure devotee, had already decided to give all the land to Lord Vishnu. Text 7. Shreya Karvanti Bhutanam Sadavo Dustyajasubi Dadyam Sibi Prabritaya Ko Vikalpo Daradisu. Synonyms: Shreya, activities of the utmost importance, Kurvanti, execute, Bhutanam, of the general mass of people, Sadava, the saintly persons, Dustaya, Adustyaja, which are extremely hard to give up, Asubi, by their lives, Dadyan Maharaj Dadat Dedichi, Shibi Maharaj Shibi, Praditaya, and similar great personalities, Ka, what? Vikalpa, consideration, Dara Adishu, in giving the land to a Brahmana. Translation: Dadachi, Shibi, and many other great personalities were willing to sacrifice even their lives for the benefit of people in general. Well, this is the evidence of history, so why not give this insignificant land? What is a serious consideration against it? Purport: Bali Maharaj was prepared to give everything to Lord Vishnu, and Shukracharya, being a professional priest, might have been anxiously waiting, doubting whether there had been any such instance in history in which one had given everything in charity. Bali Maharaj, however, cited the tangible examples of Maharaj Shibi and Maharaj Dadichi, who had given up their lives for the benefit of the general public. Certainly, one has attachment for everything material, especially one's land, but the and other possessions that are are forcibly taken away at the time of death, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mityusar Vaharaschaham. The Lord personally appeared to Bali Maharaj to take away everything he had, and thus he was so fortunate that he could see the Lord face to face. Non-devotees, however, cannot see the Lord face to face. To such persons, the Lord appears as death and takes away all their possessions by force. Under the circumstances, why should we not part with our possessions and deliver them to Lord Vishnu for his satisfaction? Sri Chanakya Pandit says in this regard, Sannimittev Varam Tyago Vinise Niyate Sati, Chanyaka Shloka 36. Since our money and possessions do not last, but will somehow or other be taken away, as long as they are in our possession, it's better to use them for charity to a noble cause. Therefore, Bali Maharaj defied the order of his so-called spiritual master. Text 8. Yar iyam bubuje brahman daityendrar anivartivi tesham kalo grasil lokan nayaso diketambuvi. Synonyms. Yai, by whom, iyam, this world, bubuje, was enjoyed, brahman, O best of the brahmanas, daityendrar, by great heroes and kings born in demonic families, anivartibi, by those who are determined to fight, either to lay down their lives or to win victory, tesham, of such persons, kala, the time factor, agrasit, took away, lokan, all possessions, all objects of enjoyment, na, not, yasha, the reputation, adigatam, achieved, bhuvi, in this world. Translation. O best of the brahmanas, certainly the great demoniac kings, who were never reluctant to fight, enjoyed this world, but in due course of time, everything they had was taken away, except their reputation, by which they continued to exist. In other words, one should try to achieve a good reputation instead of anything else. Purport. In this regard, Chanakya Pandit, Chanakya Shloka 34, also says, Ayusa kshana ekopi nalabhya svarna kotibi. The duration of one's life is extremely short, but if in that short lifetime one can do something that enhances his good reputation, that may continue to exist for many millions of years. Bali Maharaj therefore decided not to follow his spiritual master's instruction that he deny his promise to Vamanadev. Instead, he decided to give the land according to the promise and be everlastingly celebrated as one of the 12 Mahajans. Bali Vaivarsikar Vayam. Text 9. Sulabha Yudhi Viprarse Hi Anivritas Tanu Triyaja Na Tata Tirta Ayate Shadhaya Ye Dana Tvayaja. Synonyms. Sulabha, very easily obtained, yudhi in the battlefield, viparishe, O best of the brahmanas, he indeed, anivritta, not being afraid of fighting, tanu jyaja, and thus lay down their lives, na, not, tata, as, tirta ayate, on the arrival of a saintly person who creates holy places, shadaya, with faith and devotion, yea, those who, dana tyaja, can give up their accumulated wealth. Translation, O best of the brahmanas, many men have laid down their lives on the battlefield, being unafraid of fighting, but rarely has one gotten the chance to give his accumulated wealth faithfully to a saintly person who creates holy places. Purport, many kshatriyas have laid down their lives on the battlefield for their nations, but hardly a person can be found who has given up all his property and his accumulated wealth in charity to a person worthy of the gift. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 17:20, Datavyam iti adanam diyate nupakarine deshakale chapatre cha tadanam satvikam shmitam. Quote, that gift, which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectation of return, is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. End quote. Thus, charity given in the proper place is called satvika, and above this charity is goodness in goodness is transcendental charity, in which everything is sacrificed for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vamanadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had come to Bali Maharaj for alms. How could one get such an opportunity for charity? Therefore, Bali Maharaj decided without hesitation to give the Lord whatever he wanted. One may get various opportunities to lay down his life on the battlefield, but such an opportunity as this is hardly ever obtained. Text 10. Manashvina kuronikashya sobanam yad arti kamo panayena durgaitai kuta pranar brahma vidam bhavadrisham tato vator asya dadami vanchitam. Synonyms. Manashvina, of persons who are greatly munificent. Kuronikasya, a person celebrated as very merciful. Sobhanam, very auspicious. Ayat that arti, a person's in need of money. Kama upanayena, by satisfying. Durgata, becoming poverty stricken. Kuta, what? Puna, is, or again, is to be said. Brahmaviddham, a person's well versed in transcendental science. Brahmavidya. Brahmadrisham, like your good self, tata therefore, vato, of the brahmachari, asya of this Vamanadev, danami, I shall give, vanchitam, whatever he wants. Translation, by giving charity, a benevolent and merciful person undoubtedly becomes even more auspicious, especially when he gives charity to a person like your good self. Under the circumstance, I must give this little brahmachari whatever charity he wants from me. Purport. If one accepts a poverty-stricken position because of losing money in business, gambling, prostitution, or intoxication, no one will praise him. But if one becomes poverty-stricken by giving all his possessions in charity, he becomes adored all over the world. Aside from this, if a benevolent and merciful person exhibits his pride in becoming poverty-stricken by giving his possessions in charity for good causes, his poverty is a welcome and auspicious sign of a great personality. Bali Maharaj decided that even though he would become poverty-stricken by giving everything to Vamanadev, this is what he would prefer. Text 11. Yajanti ajnam kratubiryam idita adita bhavanta anaya vidhanakovida sa eva vishnur varados tuvaparo dasyami anum smai shitam ipsitam mune. Synonyms. Yajanti, worship, yajnam, who is the enjoyer of sacrifice, kratubi, by the different paraphernalia for sacrifice, yam, unto the Supreme Person, adrita, very respectfully, bhavanta, all of you, amnaya vidhanakovida, great saintly persons, fully aware of the Vedic principles of performing sacrifice, sa, that, eva, indeed, Vishnu, is Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Varada, either he is prepared to give benedictions, astu, he becomes, va, or para, becomes to, as an enemy, dasyami, I shall give, anusmai, unto Lord Vishnu, Vamanadev, kshitim, the tract of land, ipsitam, whatever he has desired, mune, O great sage. Translation, O great sage, great saintly persons like you, being completely aware of the Vedic principles for performing ritualistic ceremonies and yagyas, worship Lord Vishnu in all circumstances. Therefore, whether that same Lord Vishnu has come here to give me all benedictions or to punish me as an enemy, I must carry out his order and give him the requested tract of land without hesitation. Purport. As stated by Lord Shiva, aradhananam sarvesham vishnur aradhanam param tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samacharam. Padma Purana. Although in the Vedas there are recommendations for worshipping many demigods, Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Person, and worship of Vishnu is the ultimate goal of life. The Vedic principles of the Varnashram institution are meant to organize society to prepare everyone to worship Lord Vishnu. Varnashrama charavata purushena parapuman vishnu aradhate panta nanyat tato shakaranam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is worshipped by the proper execution of prescribed duties in the system of Varna and Ashram. There is no other way to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. End quote. Vishnu Purana 3.8.9. One must ultimately worship Lord Vishnu, and for that purpose, the Varnashram system organizes society into Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprasthas, and Sannyasis. Bali Maharaj, having been perfectly educated in devotional service by his grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, knew how things are to be done. He was never to be misguided by anyone, even by a person who happened to be his so-called spiritual master. This is a sign of full surrender. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Mrabi Rakhabi Yo Icha Tohara Nityadas Prati Tuya Adhikara. When one surrenders to Lord Vishnu, one must be prepared to abide by his orders in all circumstances, whether it kills one or gives one protection. Lord Vishnu must be worshipped in all circumstances. Text 12. Yadyapi asava dharmena mam baniyad anagasam tatapi enam ha himsisye bitam brahma tanum nipum. Synonyms. Yadyapi, although aso, Lord Vishnu, adharmena, crookedly, without reference to the straight way, mam, me, baniyat, kills, anagasam, although I'm not sinful, tatapi, still, enam, against him, not, him shishye, I shall take any retaliation, but bitam, because he is afraid, brahmatanum, having assumed the form of a brahmana, brahmachari, ripum, even though he is my enemy. Translation. Although he is Vishnu himself, out of fear he has covered himself in the form of a brahmana to come to me begging. Under the circumstances, because he has assumed the form of a brahmana, even if he is irreligiously arrests me and even kills me, I shall not retaliate, although he is my enemy. Purport. If Lord Vishnu, as he is, had come to Bali Maharaj and asked him to do something, Bali Maharaj would certainly not have refused his request. But to enjoy a little humor between himself and his devotee, the Lord covered himself as a brahmana brahmachari and thus came to Bali Maharaj to beg for only 3 feet of land. Text 13. Esha va uttama shloko na jijasati yad yasha hatva mainam rharad yude saita niyato maya. Synonyms. Esha, this, brahmachari va, either. Uttama Shloka is Lord Vishnu, who is worshipped by Vedic prayers. Not. Jihasati desires to give up, yet, because Yasha, perpetual fame, Hatva, after killing me, Enam, all this land, Haret will take away, Yudhe, in the fight. Shaita will lie down, Nihata, being killed, Maya, by me. Translation. If this Brahmana really is Lord Vishnu, who is worshipped by Vedic hymns, he would never give up his widespread reputation. Either he would lie down with having been killed by me, or he would kill me in a fight. Purport. Bali Maharaj's statement that Lord Vishnu would lie down having been killed is not the direct meaning, for Vishnu cannot be killed by anyone. Lord Vishnu can kill anyone, but he cannot be killed. Thus, the real meaning of the words, quote, lie down, end quote, is that Lord Vishnu would reside in the core of Bali Maharaj's heart. Lord Vishnu is defeated by a devotee through devotional service. Otherwise, no one can defeat Lord Vishnu. Text 14. Shri Shuka Vacha evam ashraditam shishyam anadesha karam guru sasapa daiva prahita satyasanda manasvinam. Synonyms. Shri Shuka Vacha, Shri Shukadev Goswami said, evam, thus, Ashraditam, who was not very respectful to the instructions of the spiritual master, shishyam, to such a disciple, anadesha karam, who was not prepared to carry out the order of his spiritual master, guru, the spiritual master, Shukracharya, shashapa, cursed, daiva prahita, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, santyasandam, one who was fixed in his truthfulness, manasvinam, who was of a highly elevated character. Translation. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, thereafter the spiritual master Shukracharya, being inspired by the Supreme Person, by the Supreme Lord, cursed his exalted disciple Bali Maharaj, who was so magnanimous and fixed in truthfulness that instead of respecting his spiritual master's instructions, he wanted to disobey his order. Purport. The difference between the behavior of Bali Maharaj and that of his spiritual master Shukracharya was that Bali Maharaj had already developed love of Godhead, whereas Shukracharya, being merely a priest of routine rituals, had not. Thus, Shukracharya was never inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to develop in devotional service. As stated by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita 10.10, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadani buddhi yogam tam yenamam vyantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me, end quote. Devotees who actually engage in devotional service with faith and love are inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas are never concerned with ritualistic smarta brahmanas. Srila Sanatana Goswami has therefore compiled Bhakti Bhakti Vilas as to guide the Vaishnavas who never follow the smarta vidhi. Although the Supreme Lord is situated in the core of everyone's heart, unless one is a Vaishnava, unless one is engaged in devotional service, one does not get sound advice by which to return home back to Godhead. Such instructions are meant only for devotees. Therefore, in this verse, the word Daivaparhita, quote, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, end quote, is important. Shukracharya should have encouraged Bali Maharaj to give everything to Lord Vishnu. This would have been a sign of love for the Supreme Lord, but he did not do so. On the contrary, he wanted to punish his devoted disciple by cursing him. Text 15. Dridam pandita mani ajna stabdo si asmad upekshaya mach chasana tigo yastvam achirad bras yase shriya. Synonyms. Dridam, so firmly convinced under or fixed in your decision, pandita mani, considering yourself very learned, anja, at the same time foolish, stabda, impudent, asi, you have become, asmat, of us, upekshaya, by disregarding mat, sasana, atiga, surpassing the jurisdiction of my administration, ya, such a person as you, tvam, yourself, achirat, very soon, brasyase, will fall down, shriya, from all opulence. Translation. Although you have no knowledge, you have become a so-called learned person, and therefore you dare to be so impudent as to disobey my order. Because of disobeying me, you shall very soon be bereft of all your opulence. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that Bali Maharaj was not Pandit Mani, or one who falsely assumes himself learned. Rather, he was Pandit Manyagya, one who is so learned that all other learned persons worship him. And because he was so learned, he could disobey the order of his so-called spiritual master. He had no fear of any condition of material existence. Anyone cared for by Lord Vishnu does not need to care about anyone else. Thus, Bali Maharaj could be bereft of all opulences. The opulences offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not to be compared to the opulences obtained by karmakanda. In other words, if a devotee becomes very opulent, it is to be understood that his opulence is a gift of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such opulence will never be vanquished, whereas the opulence achieved by one's fruitive activity may be vanquished at any moment. Text 16. Evam shapta swaguruna satya na chalito mahan vamanaya dadavenam Architvo daka purvakam. Synonyms. Evam, in this way, Shapta, being cursed, Svaguruna, by his own spiritual master, Satyat, from truthfulness, not Chalita, who moved Mahan, the great personality, Vamanaya, unto Lord Vamanadeva, Dado, gave in charity, Enam, all the land, Architva, after worshipping Udaka purvakam, proceeded by offering of water. Translation. Shukadeva Goswami continued, even after being cursed in this way by his own spiritual master, Bali Maharaj, being a great personality, never deviated from his determination. Therefore, according to custom, he first offered water to Vamanadeva and then offered him the gift of land he had promised. Text 17. Vindhya Valis Tadagyatya Patni Jalakamalani Aninye Kalashram Haimam Avani Jani Apambritam. Synonyms. Vindhya Valley, Tada, at that time, Agatya, coming there, Patni, the wife of Maharaj Bali, Jalaka Malini, decorated with a necklace of pearls, Aninye, caused to be brought Kalasham, a water pot, Haimam, made of gold, Avane Jani Bapam, with water for the sake of washing the Lord's feet, Britam filled. Translation. Bali Maharaj's wife, known as Vindhyavali, who was decorated with a necklace of pearls, immediately came and had a large golden water pot brought there, full of water with which to worship the Lord by washing his feet. Text 18. Yajamana Swayam Tasya Srimat Put Pada Yugam Buddha avad ni javaham murdni tad apo vishvapanvane. Synonyms. Yajamana, the worshipper, Bali Maharaj, Svayam, personally, Tasya of Lord Vamanadeva, Srimat Padayugam, the most auspicious and beautiful pair of lotus feet, Muda, with great jubilation, Avanija, properly washing, Avahat, took Murdni on his head, taught that, Apa water, Vishvapanvini, which gives liberation to the whole universe. Translation, Bali Maharaj, the worshipper of Lord Vamanadeva, jubilantly washed the Lord's lotus feet and then took the water on his head, for that water delivers the entire universe. Text 19, Tada Surendram Divi Deveta Gana, Gandharva Vididharat Siddha Charana, Tat Karma Sarve Pi Grinanta Arjavam, Prasuna Varshar Vavrishur Mudan Vita. Synonyms. Tada, at that time, Asura Indram, unto the king of the demons, Bali Maharaj, Devi, in the higher planetary system, Devata Gana, the residents known as the demigods, Gandharva, the Gandharvas, Vididhara, the Vididharas, Siddha, the residents of Siddha Loka, Charna, the residents of Charna Loka, taught that karma action, Sarva Ape, all of them, Grinanta, declaring Arjavam, plain and simple, Prasuna Varshai, with a shower of flowers, Vavrishu, released Muda Anvita, being very pleased with him. Translation, at that time, the residents of the higher planetary system, namely the demigods, the Gandharvas, the Vididharas, the Siddhas, and the Charnas, all being very pleased by Bali Maharaj's simple, non-duplicitous act, praised his qualities and showered upon him millions of flowers. Purport, Arjavam, simplicity or freedom from duplicity is a qualification of a Brahmana and a Vaishnava. Vaishnava automatically acquires all the qualities of a Brahmana. Yasyati Bhaktir Bhagavati Kinshana Savarguna Statra Samasate Sara. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. A Vaishnava should possess the Brahminical qualities such as Satya, Sama, Dhamma, Titiksha, and Arjava. There cannot be any duplicity in the character of a Vaishnava. When Bali Maharaj acted with the unflinching faith and devotion unto the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, this was very much appreciated by all the residents of the higher planetary system. Text 20. Nadur Mahur Dundubaya Sahasraso Gandharva Kimpurusha Kinara Jagu Manasvina Nena Kritam Saduskaram Vidva Nahadyad Vipave Jagatrayam. Synonyms. Nadu began to beat Mahu again and again. Dundubaya, trumpets and kettle drums. Shahasrasa, by thousands and thousands. Gandharva, the residents of Gandharva Loka. Kimpurusha, the residents of Kimpurusha Loka. Kinnara, the residents of Kinnara Loka. Jagu began to sing and declare. Manasvina, by the most exalted personality, Arena. By Bali Maharaj, Kritam was done. Sudhiskaram, an extremely difficult task. Vidvan, because of his being the most learned person, Adat, gave him a gift. Yet that Ripave unto the enemy, Lord Vishnu, who is siding with Bali Maharaj's enemies, the demigods, Jagatrayam, the three worlds. Translation, the Gandharvas, the Kimpurushas, and the Kinnaras sounded thousands and thousands of kettle drums and trumpets again and again. And they sang in great jubilation, declaring, quote, how exalted a person is Bali Maharaj, and what a difficult task he has performed. Even though he knew that Lord Vishnu was on the side of his enemies, he nonetheless gave the Lord the entire three worlds in charity, end quote. Text 21. Tadvamanam rupam avardatabhutam harer anantasya guna trayat makam bukam disodyar vivara payodayas Tiryan Rideva Rishio Tadasata. Synonyms. Tat that Vamanam, the incarnation of Lord Vamana, Rupam form, Avardata, began to increase more and more. Adbhutam, certainly very wonderful. Hare of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantasya of the Unlimited. Gunatraya Atmakam, whose body is expanded by the material energy consisting of the three modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Bhu, the land. Kam, the sky. Disha, all directions. Dyo, the planetary systems. Vivara, the different wholes of the universe.
Payodaya, great seas and oceans, Tiryak, lower animals, birds and beasts, Ni, human beings, Deva, demigods, Rishaya, great saintly persons, Yat, wherein Asata lived. Translation: the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, who assumed the form of Vamana, then began increasing in size, acting in terms of the material energy until everything in the universe was within his body, including the earth, the planetary systems, the sky, the directions, the various holes in the universe, the seas, the oceans, the birds, beasts, human beings, the demigods, and the great saintly persons. Purport: Bali Maharaj wanted to give charity to Balamadev, but the Lord expanded his body in such a way that he showed Bali Maharaj that everything in the universe was already in his body. Actually, no one can give anything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he is full in everything. Sometimes we see a devotee offering Ganges water to the Ganges. After taking his bath in the Ganges, a devotee takes a palmful of water and offers it back to the Ganges. Actually, when one takes a palmful of water from the Ganges does not lose anything. And similarly, if a devotee offers a palmful of water to the Ganges does not increase in any way. But by such an offering, the devotee becomes celebrated as a devotee of Mother Ganges. Similarly, when we offer everything with devotion and faith, what we offer does not belong to us, nor does it enrich the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if one offers whatever he has in his possession, he becomes a recognized devotee. In this regard, the example is given is that when one's face is decorated with a garland and sandalwood pulp, the reflection of one's face in a mirror automatically becomes beautiful. The original source of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our original source also. Therefore, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead is decorated, the devotees and all living entities are decorated automatically. Text 22. Kaye balistasya mahabibhuti sahatvig acharya sadasya etad dadarsha vishram trigunam gunatmake bhutendriyastasaya jiva yuktam. Synonyms: Kaye, in the body, Bali, Maharaj Bali, Tasya, of the Personality of Godhead, Mahavibhute, of that person who is equipped with all wonderful opulences, Saha Ritvik Acharya Sadasya, with all the priests, acharyas, and members of the Holy Assembly, Etat, this Didarsha, saw Vishvam, the whole universe, Trigunam, made of the three modes of material nature, Guna Atmake, in that which is the source of all such qualities, Bhuta, with all the gross material elements, Indriya, with the senses, Artha, with the sense objects, Asaya, with mind, intelligence, and false ego, Jiva, Yuktam, with all the living entities. Translation: Bali Maharaj, along with all the priests, acharyas, and members of the assembly, observed the Supreme Personality of God as a universal body which was full and six opulences. That body contained everything within the universe, including all the gross material elements, the senses, the sense objects, the mind, intelligence, false ego, various kinds of living entities, and the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Purport: in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead says, Aham sarvasya prabhava mata sarva prapartate. Krishna is the origin of everything. Vasudeva sarvameti. Krishna is everything. Matstani sarvutani nachaham atveshavastita. Everything rests in the body of the Lord, yet the Lord is not everywhere. My body philosophers think that since the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, has become everything, he has no separate existence. Their philosophy is called Advaitavada. However, their philosophy is not correct. Here, Bali Maharaj was the seer of the Personality of Godhead's universal body, and that body was that which was seen. Thus, there is Dvaitavada. There are always two entities, the seer and the seen. The seer is a part of the whole, but he is not equal to the whole. The part of the whole, the seer, is also one with the whole, but since he is but a part, he cannot be the complete whole at any time. This achintya-bheda-bheda-tattva, simultaneous oneness and difference, is the perfect philosophy propounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 23. Rasam achastangri taleta padayor mahim mahindram purushasya jankhayo patatrino januni vishvamurter urvoganam marutam indra senah. Synonyms: Rasam, the lower planetary system, Achasta, observed Angri Tale, beneath the feet or on the soul, Ata thereafter Padayo on the feet, Mahim, the surface of the land, Mahindram, the mountains, Purushasya of this giant personality of Godhead, Jungayo on the calves, Patitrina, the flying living entities, Jaruni on the knees, Vishramurti of the form of the gigantic Lord, Urvo on the thighs, Ganam Marutam, the varieties of air, Indrasena, Bali Maharaj, who had obtained the soldiers of King Indra and who was situated in the post of Indra. Translation. Thereafter, Bali Maharaj, who was occupying the seat of King Indra, could see the lower planetary systems such as Rasatala on the soles of the feet of the Lord's universal form. He saw on the Lord's feet the surface of the globe, on the surface of his calves, all the mountains, and on his knees, the various birds, and on his thighs, the varieties of air. Purport. The universal situation is described herein in regard to the complete constitution of the Lord's gigantic universal form. The study of this universal form begins from the soul. Above the soles are the feet, above the feet are the calves, above the calves are the knees, and above the knees are the thighs. Thus the parts of the universal body, one after another, are described herein. The knees are the place of birds, and above that are varieties of air. The birds can fly over the mountains, and above the birds are varieties of air. Text 24. Sandhyam vibhor vasashit guya aikshat prajapatin ag jaghane atmamukhyam nabhyam nabakukshisha shu saptasindun urukramasya rasi chaksha malam. Synonyms. Sandhyam, in the evening twilight. Vibho, the supreme. Vashasi, in the garment, Guye, on the private parts, Aikshat, he saw Prajapati, the various Prajapatis who had given birth to all living entities, Jakane, on the hips, Asamukhyam, the confidential ministers of Bali Maharaj, Nabhyam, on the navel, Nabha, the whole sky, Kikshishu, on the waist, Sapta, seven, Sindhun, oceans, Urukramasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was acting wonderfully, Urasi on the bosom, cha also, Rikshamalam, the clusters of stars. Translation. Bali Maharaj saw beneath the garments of the Lord, who acts wonderfully, the evening twilight. In the Lord's private parts he saw the Prajapatis, and in the round portion of the waist he saw himself with his confidential associates. In the Lord's navel he saw the sky, on the Lord's waist he saw the seven oceans, and on the Lord's bosom he saw all the clusters of stars. Text 25 through 29. Hridi angam dharma stani or morare ritam cha satyam na cha manasi atenu shriyam cha vakshasi arvinda hastam kante sach samani samastare pan indra pradhanan amaran bajesu itat karanyo kakubo dios cha morni kisheshu meghan shive Sanam nasikayam akshnos suchasuran vadane chavi vanim vanyam cha chandamsi rase jalasam purvor nedis isedam chavidhim chapakshmosu arhas charatrim chaparasya pumso manyum lalate dara eva lopam sparse chakamam nipalreta samba Pristat vadadan mam karmani shu yajnam chayasu mritum hasate chamayam nanur hesu osadi jatayas cha nadis cha nadishu sila nakeshu bodav ajamadeva ganarishim cha praneshu gatresti rajagamani sarvani bhutani dadarshavira. Synonyms. Hridi, within the heart, Anga, my dear King Prikshit, Dharman, religion, Stanio, or on the bosom, Murari, of Murari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ritam, very pleasing words, Cha also, Satyam, truthfulness, Cha also, Manasi, in the mind, Ata thereafter, Indum, the moon, Shriyam, the goddess of fortune, Cha also, Vakshasi, on the chest, Arvinda Lahastam, who always carries a lotus flower in her hand, Kante on the neck, Cha also Samani, all the Vedas, Sama, Raja, Rig, and Atharva, Samasta, Nape, Rapan, all sound vibrations, Indra, Pradhanan, headed by King Indra, Amaran, all the demigods, Bujesu, on the arms, Tat, Karnayo, on the ears, Kakoba, all the directions, Dayocha, the luminaries, Murdni, on the top of the head, Kisheshu, within the hair, Megan, the clouds, Shvasanam, breathing air, Nasikayam, on the nostrils, Akshnocha, in the eyes, Shuryam, the sun, Vadane, in the mouth, Cha, also, Vanim, fire, Vanyam, in his speech, Cha, also, Chandamsi, the Vedic hymns, Rasve, in the tongue, Jalaisam, the demigod of the water, Bruvo, on the eyebrows, Nidesham, wandering, warnings, Cha, also, Vidim, regulative principles, Cha, also, Pakshmasu, in the eyelids, Ahacha, daytime, Ratrim, night, Cha, also, Parasya, of the supreme Pumsa of the person, Manyum, anger, Lalate, on the forehead, Adare, on the lips, Eva, indeed, Lobam, greed, Sparshi, and his touch, Cha, also, Kamam, lusty desires, Nripo, king, Retasa, by semen, Abha, water, Priste, on the back, too, but Adharmam, irreligion, Kramaneshu, and the wonderful activities, Yajnam, fire sacrifice, Chayasu, in the shadows, Mrityam, death, Hasite, in his smiling, Cha, also, Mayam, the illusory energy, Tanureheshu, in the hair, on the body, Ojadi, Jataya, all species of herbs, drugs, and plants, Cha, and Nadi, the rivers, Cha, also, Nadishu, in the veins, Shila, stones, Nakeshu, in the nails, Budho, in the intelligence, Rajam, Lord Brahma, Devaganan, the demigods, Rishincha, and the great sages, Praneshu, in the senses, Gatre, in his body, Stira Jagamani, moving and stationary, Sarvani, all of them, Bhutani, living entities, Sardarsha, Sa, Vira, Bali Maharaj. Translation. Oh, my dear king, in the heart of Lord Maharaj he saw religion, on his chest both pleasing and truthfulness, pleasing words and truthfulness, in the mind the moon, on the bosom the goddess of fortune, with a lotus flower in her hand, on the neck all the Vedas and all the sound vibrations, on the arms all the demigods headed by King Indra, in both ears all the directions, on the head the upper planetary systems, on the hair the clouds, in the nostrils the wind, on the eyes the sun, and in the mouth fire. From his words came all the Vedic mantras. On his tongue was the demigod of water, Varunadev. On his eyebrows were the regulative principles, and on his eyelids were day and night. When his light eyes were open, it was daytime, and when they were closed, it was night. On his forehead was anger, on his lips were greed. O king, on his touch were lusty desires, in his semen were all the waters, on his back was irreligion, and in his wonderful activities or steps was the fire sacrifice. On his shadow was death, in his smile was the illusory energy, and on the hairs of his body were all the drugs and herbs. In his veins were all the rivers, on his nails were all the stones, in his intelligence were Lord Brahma, the demigods, and the great saintly persons, and throughout his entire body and senses were all living entities moving and stationary. Bali Maharaj thus saw everything in the gigantic body of the Lord. Text 30. Sarvatmanidam bhuvanam nirriksya sarvesura kasmalam apur anga sudarshanam chakram asa ye tejo danus cha sargram stanayit nu dvosham. Synonyms: sarvatmani, in the supreme whole, the supreme personality of God at Edom, this universe, Bhuvanam, the three worlds, Niriksha, by observing, survey all, Asura, the demons, the associates of Bali Maharaj, Kashmalam, lamentation, Apu, received Anga, the O king, Sudarshanam, named Sudarshana, Chakram, the disc, Asaya, unbearable, Teja, the heat of which, Danucha, and the bow, Saringam, named Saringa, Stanayitnu, the resounding of assembled clouds, Gosham, sounding like. Translation. O king, when all the demons, the followers of Maharaj Bali, saw the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who held everything within his body, when they saw the Lord in the Lord's hand his disc, known as the Sudarshan Chakra, which generates intolerable heat, and when they heard the tumultuous sound of his bow, all of these caused lamentation within their hearts. Text 31. Parjanya gosho jalaja panchajanya komodaki vishnu gadataras vini vidyadaro si satachandra yuktas tuno tatmav akshaya saya kaucha. Synonyms. Parjanya gosha, having a sound vibration like that of the clouds, jalaja, the Lord's conch shell, panchajanya, which is known as panchajanya, Kamodaki, known by the name Kamodaki, Vishnu Gada, the club of Lord Vishnu, Tarasvini, with great force, Vidyadhara, named Vidyadhara, Asi, the sword, Satachandra Yukta, with a shield decorated with hundreds of moons, Tuna Atma Utamo, the best of quivers, Ayasayako, named Ayasayasayaka, Cha also, translation, the Lord's conch shell, named Panchajanya, which made a sound like that of a cloud, the very forceful club named Kamodaki, the sword named Vidyadhara, with a shield decorated with hundreds of moon-like spots, and also Ayasayasayaka, the best of quivers, all of these appeared together to offer prayers to the Lord. Text 32 and 33. Sunanda Mukha Patasturi Sam Parsada Mukha Sahaloka Pala Svarat Kirti Tangada Mina Kundala Srivatsa Ratnotama Mekha Lambarai Madhuvrata Shrag Vanamala Yavrito Rajara Raraja Bhajan Bhagavan Rukrama Shitim Pandaikena Balivicha Krame Nabhasari Nena Disascha Bahubi. Synonyms. Sunanda Mukya, the associates of the Lord headed by Sunanda Upatastu, began to offer prayers Isham unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Parshada Mukya, the other chiefs of the associates, Lokal Sahaloka Pala, with the predominant deities of all the planets, Spurat Kirita, with a brilliant helmet, Angada, bracelets, Mina Kundula, and earrings in the shape of fish, Srivatsa, the hair named Srivatsa on his bosom, Ratna Uttama, the best of jewels, Kastuba, Mekala, belt, Ambarai, with yellow garments, Madhuvrata, the bees, Shrak, in which there was a garland, Vanamalaya, by a flower garland, Anavrita, covered, Raja, predominantly manifested, Rajan, O King, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Urukrama, who is prominent by his wonderful activities, Kshitam, the whole surface of the world, Pada Ekana, by one footstep, Bale of Bali Maharaj, Vichakrame, covered, Naba, the sky, Sarinena, by his body, Dishacha, in all directions, Balubi, by his arms. Translation. These associates, headed by Sunanda and other chief associates, and accompanied by all the predominating deities of the various planets, offered prayers to the Lord, who wore a brilliant helmet, bracelets, and glittering earrings that resembled fish. On the Lord's bosom there was a lock of hair called Srivatsa and a transcendental jewel named Kastuba. He wore a yellow garment covered by a belt, and he was decorated by a flower garland surrounded by bees. Manifesting himself in this way, O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, covered the entire surface of the earth with one footstep, the sky with his body, and all directions with his arms. Purport. One might argue, since Bali Maharaj promised Vamanadeva only the land occupied by his steps, why did Lord Vamanadeva occupy the sky also? End quote. In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami says that the steps include everything, downward and upward. When one stands up, he certainly occupies certain parts of the sky and certain portions of the earth below his feet. Thus, there is nothing uncommon for the Supreme Personality of Godhead when he occupied the entire sky with his body. Text 34. Padam dvitiyam kramatas tribipstapam navai tritiyaya tadiyam anavapi Rukramasyangri Upari Upariato Maharjanabhyam Tapasaparam Gata. Synonyms. Padam, step. Dvitiyam, second. Karmata, advancing. Trivistapam, all the heavenly planets. Na, not, vai, indeed. Tritiyaya, For the third step, Tadiyam of the Lord, Anu Api, only a spot of land remained. Uru Kramasya of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who performs uncommon activities. Angri, steps occupying above and below. Upadi Upadi, higher and higher. Ato, now. Maha Janabhyam, then Maharloka and Janaloka. Tapasa, that Tapaloka. Param, beyond that. Gata, approached. Translation, as the Lord took his second step, he covered the heavenly planets, and not even a spot remained for the third step, for the Lord's foot extended higher and higher beyond Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and even Satyaloka. Purport. When the Lord's footstep exceeded the height of all the lokas, including Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka, his nails certainly pierced the covering of the universe. The universe is covered by the five material elements, Bhumir Apal Nalo Vayu, or Bhumir Apal Nalo Vayu Kam. As stated in the Shastra, these elements are in layers, each 10 times thicker than the previous one. Nonetheless, the nails of the Lord pierced through all these layers and made a hole penetrating into the spiritual world. From this world, the water of the Ganges infiltrated into this material world, and therefore it is said, Paranaka Nira Janita Janapalavana. Das Avatar Stotra 5. Because the Lord kicked a hole in the covering of the universe, the water of the Ganges came into this material world to deliver all the fallen souls. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 20th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe. End quote.